You're listening to The Hit List on KMFM with me, Numi, and I'm joined by Ollie Alexander. Hello!
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Obviously, really exciting. Your album's out now. Absolutely love it. How does it feel to have Nightcall out?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm just excited it's out. It's been a long time. Like a lot of things, it was very delayed by the pandemic
yeah.
and all of that. So it's just, yeah, it's a good feeling.
Does this release feel a little bit different? Because obviously it's the first album from you being solo as years and years.
Yeah, do you know what? Gosh, I thought I knew how this whole thing goes, you know, putting an album out. But it feels differently and bit different now. Like, obviously because, yeah, it's just me. But also, yeah, just, I don't know, the world changes so quickly. Like, everything is just changing all the time. So I'm like, I don't know where my head is at. But I'm just grateful. Like, I'm so happy that I you know, I'm putting this out. So, yeah.
Well, you should be happy because it's amazing. It's a pop masterpiece, Ollie. It's also, though, incredibly saucy. Like, I've been very nervous for this interview because I have no idea how I'm going to keep it radio friendly. But let's jump straight in. I'm like so excited to talk about it with you. So obviously the album's called Nightcall. You have a track on the album called Nightcall. Did you write that song first and go, yep, this is it, this is the title of the album? Or did you kind of write a few songs and then decide the name from there?
The song Nightcall came a little bit later on, actually, in the process. I'd kind of like, it took me a really long time to figure out what I wanted to do and what direction I wanted to take. But then as soon as I figured out, okay, I want it to all just be up tempo, make you feel good, make you move your body, and to be about like expressing myself in this like direct way, or do you know what I mean? And then it started to like fit together. And then Nightcall came about kind of like once I'd sort of hit the groove, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I just loved it as a title. So it all came together.
Yeah, I did notice when I was listening to it, I was like, this, I feel, really encompasses like the feel of the album. So,
oh, good.
So well done.
Yay.
Sweet Talker, your single with Galantis, which is your second single from the album. Amazing. How did that collaboration come about?
Yeah, thank you. So Sweet Talker, I had it as a song, but it just never got finished. It's one of those I really loved, but it needed kind of like something extra. And Galantis heard it, and they were working with my producer. And basically I got sent this video of, his name's Christian from Galantis, just filming all these people playing violins and a whole massive string section. And I was just like, oh, wow, that sounds amazing. And he'd just gone and written this part and recorded all these violinists and sent it over, and it sounded so good. That's the whole, you know, section. So, yeah, it was one of them where it kind of felt like I just came about really, I didn't even know it was going to happen. And
yeah.
It just happened and I was so happy. So
that's amazing. I do actually, I have a note here that literally says, I love the strings so much
yes.
on this track.
They're amazing.
So
yeah.
good. Actually, the first time that I saw you live was in 2014 when you were supporting Clean Bandit. So it's got like that really nice association with me because it's like, oh, it's like where it all began.
I know. Oh, that's nice. Oh, such a long time ago.
I know. You've just taken off. What a journey.
Wow. What a journey.
So this album is basically all bangers. Like, it's just a non-stop bop shop. Like, I love that you've still got a little bit of emotional vulnerability there. I love the song Make It Out Alive.
Oh, thank you.
Made me cry. I shed a little tear.
Oh, you've really listened to this. I love that.
I could show you my notes. They're in depth. I went very hard with this one. I was like, headphones on, notifications off. Oh. I'm in the zone.
thank you so much.
But yeah, the album, like, non-stop bangers. I feel it kind of feels like to me, you know, when you're in a club and you really need to go for a wee, but the DJ won't stop playing good songs and you're like, I just got to keep going.
Oh, love that. That is perfect. Yeah.
When you were writing, were there originally some like slower songs that you were thinking of including, or was it from the get-go you were like, this needs to just be big and full?
No, I really didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. I just kind of was making stuff and kind of trying to see what felt good afterwards. And I had a few ballady type songs, and it just, I just could never get it right. I tried to write some, but I just could never feel that good about it. And then I was like, oh, there's going to be no ballads on the album. But yeah. Then there's still, some of the songs I also like kind of rejigged to kind of fit with the rest of the other songs. So like made them a little bit more kind of up-tempo and dancey. But yeah.
But I feel like you've still got that emotional range, you know, but you can just dance and cry at the same time.
That's it. Like, I don't know about you, but I very much veer from one side to the other where I'm like having a great time, having a cry.
Yeah, literally Panic at the Disco.
Yeah, exactly.
So the album art is a mermaid,
yes.
Which I love.
Thank you.
Wanting to be a man-eater siren. I saw that in an interview. Did that kind of image come to you quite early? Because I noticed that this is going to make me sound really nerdy again about how hard I was listening. Like, a lot of the songs have really layered harmonies and it is quite siren-like. Like, do you think that was purposeful? Or?
Yeah. Well, as soon as I kind of... I had been thinking about this mermaid for a while because I wanted to be a mermaid in a music video, but it's quite a lot of money. And anyway, it just didn't happen.
Amazing.
But I found this character, the character of the mermaid. So I've always found it really inspiring. And I just really got into it as a kind of way of like, it's almost like Nightcrawler's her getting her revenge. Slightly,
yeah.
And she's really just, she's just like not afraid to go there, you know? And like, I just found her really inspiring, a bit of a muse.
Amazing. So I actually saw you perform at Magical Pride in Disney Paris.
You did?
I did.
Oh my
2018.
God.
2019. Absolutely amazing.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Good.
Best day.
I loved your cover of Reflection.
Oh
I wept. But obviously, they're making loads of remakes at the moment, Disney live action. If you could be a Disney character, who would you be? Would you be Little Mermaid?
Oh my gosh, I've not even thought like what character I could ever play. Of course, I'll be any kind of mermaid.
Cuz they'll pay for that.
Exactly. They've got the budget for it.
Okay, final question, then we're going to do like a little quick fire quiz. You've got obviously a huge tour coming up in May, including a night in Wembley, which is the closest date to us in Kent on May 26th. And your performances are always obviously incredible. Choreography, lighting, staging, costume. What have you got planned for this tour?
Yes, all of the above and more. The New Year's Eve show, if anyone managed to catch it on the BBC.
Yeah, too sexy for the BBC.
Too sexy. You expect even more. So that was like a little taste.
Oh.
And, yeah. So if you thought that was too sexy, you might not want to come to the show. Because you might pass out.
Incredible.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be so good and so fun. Like, and I'm just going to I'm getting into it at the moment. So yeah.
Amazing. Can't wait. Okay. We're going to play a new game on the hit list called Hit or Miss, where I basically, it's like a quick fire quiz. I just throw some things out at you and you say whether it's a hit or a miss to you.
Okay.
So like starting off with the obvious, Marmite.
Hit.
Ah, okay.
Love Marmite. Love it.
Eating crusts of a sandwich.
Love it. Love a crust.
Late night showers.
Oh, I meant to say hit. Hit.
Yeah, true. To be fair, I forgot the own rules of my own game. So, New Year's resolutions?
Hits. Both hit and miss. I don't know. It's hard, isn't it? It's hit. I like New Year's.
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's good. Yeah, hit.
Club nights with your parents?
Oof. Oof. I mean, I'm going to say miss, although actually, I've been to the club a couple of times with my mum, who is actually sensational. So, and we had a lot of fun. So, you know, it can happen and it can be a good time.
Probably depends on the parent and depends on the club.
Yeah.
Pajamas.
Hit. Big hit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to be cozy. People that don't wear pajamas, I don't understand.
I don't wear pajamas in bed, really, but I love to wear pajamas.
Like around.
You know what I mean?
I think this is one of the best things about lockdown is pajamas have just become day wear.
Yeah, that's the norm.
I've got day pajamas and night pajamas.
There you go.
2022 so far?
Hits.
Nice.
Although I had COVID at the beginning, which is a miss. But
we're back on.
We're back on and it's a hit.
Okay, amazing. We're going to play your track Sweet Talker now. So could you introduce it to us?
I would love to. This is Sweet Talker by Years and Years on KMFM.